So, this is the next podcast in the series that I just started on Sunday, which was about why impeachment has to happen now. And it was the kind of thing where it really wouldn't have fit into a written piece. It kind of had to be done verbally. I was very happy last night watching The Beat with Ari Melber on MSNBC, because, and also reading Andrew Sullivan's piece the day before, is that we're all headed to the same place now. And the time for cynicism is over. We've had a huge shock to our system. We've had to deal with 4 weeks of just incredible dishonesty on the part of the new attorney general. When we couldn't see what was in the Mueller report, he was out there telling us that it said something that it didn't say. And, you know, you could kind of read the tea leaves and you could figure out what had to be in the Mueller report, and you could have said it on TV and it would have sort of like been a little too subtle for everybody. You know, there was still the big question as to whether or not the sitting president could be indicted and tried in a criminal trial. And, you know, just as a sidebar, yesterday's Daily podcast was just completely egregious. I mean, this guy Schmidt just thinks the world of himself, and he has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. You know, he might have really good sources, and sometimes it's really hard to say whether it's him talking or one of his sources talking. But yesterday he went off on this whole tangent based on the assumption that Trump had avoided prosecution for obstruction of justice. And at that point, we already understood that he had that he was still very much exposed to being tried for obstruction of justice, and that the Mueller report does not show that he avoided it. He just dived right into it. He did some of the most obstruction of justice-y things that any president has ever been caught doing. Let's put it that way. I mean, you know, the presidency was corrupt before Nixon. It's just Nixon was stupid enough to make tapes of his corruption. I mean, that was, otherwise it would have been a he said, she said, and he wouldn't have been removed. He wouldn't have had to resign, and there would have been no pardon. And, you know, also, by the way, in hindsight, I was a supporter of the pardon for Nixon. At the time, how old was I? 1976, I think it was. 74, 75, somewhere in there. Anyway, whatever. I was, because we had to move beyond it. That was my theory. It's like enough bullshit, Watergate, Nixon. Let's just put it behind us. I don't want to have 5 years of trials of Nixon now. Well, it probably would have been a good thing to do, just so that we could establish that there were just some things presidents could do that if we had been tolerant of them in the past, we were no longer tolerant of them. We just didn't want presidents to do stuff like that. Maybe we could have avoided Iran-Contra, and maybe we could have avoided President Clinton getting blowjobs in the Oval Office, which was my objection to what was going on there. I mean, it's like wiping your ass with the American flag. Come on. I mean, the Oval Office. Anyway, that just goes to show that I'm not a loyalist to any particular party. I just sort of like, I got kind of go with the flow. Not really a party member. But, so now the question, okay, so if impeachment is the thing to do, the question now is how to go about doing it. And this is something I fear the Democrats are going to muff, and unnecessarily. They have to put on a TV show. That's basically what's going to happen. If it works, I mean, I lived through Watergate, and there was no internet to speak of at the time. Certainly I had never used anything like the internet. I hadn't even gotten into computers at the time that Watergate happened. I was still sort of thinking I was going to be a political science major or some kind of radical politician or doing sound work for rock bands. These were all the possibilities. Nothing having to do with writing software. So there was no Twitter, there was no internet, there was no blogging, there was nothing like that. And but there was TV, And it was an incredible TV show with characters. I mean, they became household, not just names, but they, like Sam Irvin. Sam Irvin was this jowly, old, Southern Democrat. I think he was from North Carolina. And he was like, I don't know, he was like a TV show character. And then there was Howard Baker and Elizabeth Holtzman. And I think Barbara Jordan was on there. I mean, she was this very large black woman, very black, very large, and extremely eloquent. She must have been there, because how else would I have such a strong feeling about her? And there was Peter Rodino, who was I believe he was the chairman of the House committee that was investigating. And Irvin was the Senate, or maybe it was a select committee. I think it might have been both. Who knows? It's all kind of a bit of a cloud, but what it is, I totally remember, is the TV show of it. And now, even more than then, it has to be, it is going to be a great TV show. Let's put it that way. Even if the Democrats completely screw it up and don't, you know, like, I mean, I don't know what to say. Watch the movie Wag the Dog. You want the character played by Robert De Niro. He's got to be running the show here. And you have to get really seriously good talking points, clear talking points. And, you know, I'm not thinking the Democrats are going to muff it, because actually so far the Democrats that have been on TV talking about this have been exceptionally clear, clear-minded and focused and decisive even. So, you know, watching Nadler on TV, I believe it was on Sunday, and they asked him point blank, you know, do you think this shit is impeachable? And he pauses, and it's got this, you just wonder what words are going to come out of his mouth now. All he said was, yeah, I do. I think he actually said, yeah. I don't think he said yes. I think he said, yeah, I do. And it was a New York, yeah, I do, but not to New York. It was, and there was no doubt or hesitation. I mean, Nadler is a hard guy to rattle. Obviously, not one that easily rattles, and he's a good person to have in that role, as is the guy who is the House Intelligence Committee. But just bring in some TV production, some staging. You can't change anything in the chambers. You can't add any lighting or anything like that, but just make sure that everybody knows what they're doing. It has to be kind of a roadmap. We're not impeaching. That would be the first thing I would have to say is, no, here's how the process works. The process works is, first we have hearings and we get the major witnesses that were in the Mueller report, and we get some new ones too, because we're going to go some places that Mueller didn't go. So the very first thing to do is you have to create these memories. You have to create these visual, you have to create a story for the voters. I've said this, been saying this for months and months, for years, is that impeachment isn't something, and this is, by the way, in agreement with what Nancy Pelosi says, that impeachment is not something that the House of Representatives does, and removal isn't something that the Senate does. Although in the Constitution, that's what it says. What it is the people saying, no, this is not acceptable, and we have to protect the country from what is going on here, and this guy can't be president anymore. When you get to that place, that's why when all the cynics talk about, well, you know, we know what's going to happen when it gets to the Senate. Actually, you don't know what's going to happen when it gets to the Senate. This is like one of the very most basic things that you learn when you go into therapy, and you say to your therapist, I know what this person's thinking right now. And then what the therapist says to you is, really? And how do you know what that person is thinking? Although they don't laugh like I just laughed. They actually have to say it very straight and serious, but with no judgment. But the question itself is entirely 100% judgment, because what happens is it enters your mind in a way where if you really let it enter your mind, you realize right off the bat is I just said something that wasn't true. I don't know what that person is thinking. In the same way, these cynical pundits, and God, you hear them everywhere, is like, oh, well, we know what's going to happen. If they impeach Trump, first of all, they're never going to get it through the Senate. The Senate simply won't do it. And then they'll be voted out of office because the public will say, oh, look, they're just so stupid. They impeached him, but they didn't get rid of him. Yeah, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. Okay. I mean, when people say, one of these guys, I was listening to radio on NPR the other day, and this guy says, everybody knows when it gets to the Senate, it won't. They won't vote for it. I hate it when people do that. Because it's impossible to disagree with him, basically. I mean, he makes it very difficult to disagree with him because you can't disagree with him on what he said. You have to first disagree with him on the everyone knows part. Because the first thing I have to say is, no, I'm somebody and I don't agree. I mean, you should never say anything like that. It's just so unfair and you know, power grabbing and whatever, you know. So it's not a nice thing to do. But no, actually, I think it all depends on how good the show is and what the American people think. If Donald Trump's approval rating goes down to where Nixon's was, and Nixon is lowest, I don't think he ever went below 29% approval rating. But that was enough. That was enough for the members of the Republican caucus in the Senate and the House. You know, they always portray this meeting that happened at the White House when Barry Goldwater led a contingent of principled Republicans going over to tell Nixon, you know, it's over, you have to leave, we can't do this anymore, blah, 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 that it was just this patriotic thing they were doing. But it wasn't actually patriotic. What had happened was, is that the polling for Nixon, the approval rating of Nixon had gone below a certain level at which they're, you know, they were sniffing out their sense. And these are people they trust their sense of, you know, what it takes to win an election because, well, these are the guys that won the election, right? They certainly have confidence in their own ability to do it. You know, even if it's not deserved, they have the confidence. And no, they went there because Nixon was over. And that's what had happened is like all of the people watching. Not only, oh God, think about this, wow. I mean, not only was it an incredible, riveting TV show, not so much for the people testifying. They were all Republican, functionary-type people, not very interesting, attractive people. You barely listen to what they were saying. No, the characters were the ones on the podium, the members of Congress that were, you know, and there were Republicans in there, too. You don't remember the Republicans. You remember the Democrats. And by the way, it turns out Sam Ervin, who was this avuncular, you know, could have been from Petticoat Junction or Green Acres. He was that kind of, he was a country lawyer type. Gosh, I don't know. You know, I'm just a country lawyer type dude. Only, I'm not even trying to imitate him. Turns out, of course, he was a racist and he was a segregationist and he was a really awful person. But he got the impeachment thing right, that's for sure, you know. And it should give you some hope is that the same thing is going to happen. It doesn't matter what the Republicans in the Senate do. What matters is how many people in Trump's much lauded base bother to listen to this incredible TV show that's going on. And don't necessarily pay too much attention to Hannity and whoever, all those other assholes they have on Fox, because they're not as interesting as what's going on over on the TV show. Sad to say, that is really what will make it happen here, is you've got to get the White House, McGahn. It will be, by the way, McGahn is going to be a really interesting witness, because he's under oath, he knows what it means, he's a lawyer. They're going to ask him questions. He can't take the Fifth. There's no Fifth Amendment here. He's not being prosecuted for anything. You know, maybe they'll even give him immunity just to absolutely nail it that he can't be prosecuted for anything. So then there's no Fifth Amendment. He just has to answer the damn questions. And they're attacking him from the White House. So he doesn't have any reason to. I mean, he'll tell the truth. He'll tell the same thing he said. They'll ask him questions that Mueller didn't ask, and some of those will come out right. And then we'll get to the money. And the money is going to be the thing that actually, it's going to feed. People say, oh, it's going to hurt the Democrats in the election. That's a bunch of bullshit. It's going to feed the fucking Democrats in the election. You're going to have all of these despicable characters. I mean, super despicable. Have you ever seen, who's the Commerce Secretary? What's his name? I can't ever think of his name right now. Moss. Is his name Moss? Whatever his name is. Wilbur Ross. That's his name. I mean, put him on the stand just because he's so despicable. Get Mnuchin up there. I mean, you know, these people have nothing to do with Trump's actual finances. The people you'll be getting are mafia boss types. And lawyers. Lots and lots and lots of lawyers. That's all I had to say, is that it's all way too, let me just summarize it, okay? It's all just way too fucking complicated to say that you know anything about what comes next. But one thing's for sure, what comes next are the hearings that lead to impeachment. It doesn't matter so much. Let that come, let the actual impeachment vote come in a little while. It doesn't have to be right now. Let's just have the fucking hearings. And I'm sure that's what they said on the Democratic conference call yesterday. It doesn't matter when the vote takes place. Just have the hearings. The hearings are what matter. Okay, thanks for listening.